Hey guys, so this is KDV, your boy. Like I promised, if we hit 1,000 plays, I'm gonna do some talk on the Emotional Pieces mix that I dropped, Volume 9. It's called Honest Conversations, and man, it's just crazy. My mind is totally blown right now. Like, we hit 1,648 plays. Like, what I'm looking at it, and the amazing thing is that as soon as I'm done with this, we'll be at probably 1,700. This thing is just going like crazy. It's going up like crazy. I'm so excited. Like, right now I don't even care about any more plays. Like, for me, the big thing was just for it to reach 1,000 plays. That for me would have was it. It was just it for me, you know. I couldn't even release any other project because of that. You know, I've been making this Christian Rap Classics collection, then out of nowhere I decided to do a Volume 9 to Emotional Pieces. It's something I have had in mind for a very long time. Yeah, and I don't know where it came from. I think it was inspired by a few tracks here and there. Anyway, let me get to it. So that's the mix playing in the background. Yeah, about the mix, Emotional Pieces mix, I think this is the first mix I ever made, Emotional Pieces. If it's not the first, then Go Hard is the first, but I think Emotional Pieces is the first. Yeah, I'm so confident on that. Around 2015 is when I made Emotional Pieces. I can't even trace it because it's like in my old PC, you know. Oh man, it's been long. But at first it was this continuous 4-hour playlist, you know. Yeah, then along the way, back in 2018, I got this idea that I called, it is 2019 or 2018. Oh man, time is going so fast. Yeah, I think 2018 I got this idea where I could break them into beats. So I came up with Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3, Volume 4, Volume 5, 6, 7, 8. No, and it ended there. But Emotional Pieces has been like the masterpiece for me. It's one of the best projects because let me just read you the detail on it, the comment on it. The most beautiful pieces of art come from the ugliest situations. The best or deepest kind of songs are those that stem directly from an artist's heart. This is what Emotional Pieces mix is all about, a collection of some of the deepest songs in the history of Christian rap music, you know. So like, this is a collection of some of the deepest songs you've ever heard in CHH. So you get all the emotions, vibes. Even if you can hear it from the background, you can just get that vibe, you know, when artists are just transparent, honest, you know, giving it all out, crying out to God, talking about their life stories, what happened, all those things. They put all the emotions in the songs. So I took all these songs, you know, from back in the day, from when I started listening to CHH back in 2010. I took all the songs and I put them in a mix and called it the Emotional Pieces mix. Yeah, so, and this was, I think, like I've said, around 2015. So like from 2016 to going up to 2020, I've never done the compilation again. So you can imagine how much more I have in store. you better stay tuned, man. So like, this Volume 9, what's it about, this Volume 9 specifically? This one is dedicated to me, my big brother Patrick, and Tony, my boy Tony, my brother. Oh my. Yeah, we all been through hell and we're still here by God's grace. If you check the comments, you guys, I usually write something on my mixes. So if you look at the details, you'll find that there's a comment there on the mix. And it says, dedicated to me, my big brother Patrick and Tony. We all been through hell and we're still here by God's grace. So you can see, you can just see, this is deep for me, you know. I'm dedicating this thing to my brother, man. That's why I was so excited, like, when it hit 1,000, I'm like, oh my, I dedicate a mix to my brother, and then it goes like viral, and I'm so excited about it, man. Yeah, and my boy Tony, yeah. So like, man, we've been through hell, And these conversations, these honest conversations, are some of the things we've needed, or we need to hear at times, yo. Because in this Christian life, you can feel like you're alone. Sometimes you're going through it alone. You're going crazy alone about stuff, you know. But you're not alone. It's many Christians who are going through the things which you are going through. You're not alone in this. Everybody has skeletons in their closet. Like one song there by Mission, Skeletons, you know. One of my favorites. Like everybody has a skeleton in his closet. Everybody has ghosts. Like a song by Tony Tillman called Ghosts, you know. Talking about some of the things. You know, have you ever been through something which you wish you could have changed, but you know, you just can't, but you regret whatever you did, whatever mistake it was, because it had consequences, and those consequences were just so heavy, man. They were so heavy. Yeah, so this is a collection of... I like the way it starts. It starts with Gemstones. Hey, you know, that's one of the god of CHH, yeah. It starts with Gemstones, Selfish, and then it goes to Jason's Secrets. Oh my, that's so... I swear I cried the first time I watched Secrets video by Jason. I cried. I'm a guy. I cried, man. It's that deep, you know. Yeah. And then it talks about sexual abuse. You know, the mix has sexual abuse in it. It talks about sexual abuse. It talks about rape. It talks about fatherhood. You have a song like Family Photo by Andy Mineo. It talks about the skeletons, like I've told you. It talks about just... we have a song there, Rocking With Ya, where it's someone talking about venting, you know, asking God questions about life and stuff, yo. Yeah, so, man, it's a great one indeed. So when I put this out, I didn't even do in marketing, so much marketing on it. I just did the normal thing, put it on Facebook, put it on groups, put it on here and there. Then I woke up to the mix being at around 200 plays. I was like, oh my, overnight, you know, like for me, it's a big deal, trust me, because the other mixes I've put out, I wake up to like 30 plays. But this one was around 300, and I was like, oh man. So, and the mix just went and went and went, and it reached, I was surprised, I was so shocked when these guys hit me up, Had This Art. I shared it at a site called Had This Art. Here This Art, sorry. It's a very good site for artists, by the way. You can post your stuff there, DJs, yeah. So they sent me this email telling me that congratulations, your mix is number 7. I'm like, what? Your mix is at number 7, yo. I'm talking about the gospel. You know, the big thing for me is that we've managed to bring this gospel music to... Oh man, if you saw the photo, there's a photo I made on the same, but you know, this Christian music, putting it in the world, and it does good because they relate. People relate, by the way. Who doesn't relate to these conversations which are deep, you know? We even have the subject of divorce, as you can hear. Yeah, oh my. Yeah. So it's a very deep mix, by the way. This is a deep project. I don't know how much I can explain, but this is just deep. It's a deep one, yo. It's a deep one. You gotta listen to this. You cannot afford to not listen to this, yo. Yeah. So yeah. So when I told my brother Davy, my grandson, check him out. He's called David Zilla. David Zilla makes out some very great projects. They call the Perfect Playlist. Yeah, I told him, and he told me, hey bro, by the end of this week which we are currently on, you're gonna make 1K plays by the end of this week. Yo, we on Wednesday. And we are 1,600, bro. It's amazing, man. It's amazing. I'm so excited. I'm so grateful to God. I am so thankful to everyone who came out to support this. It means much to me, yo. Thank you so much. Because this is hard work and dedication indeed. Thank you, Wanjiku. Shout out to Wanjiku. Wanjiku, this lady is genius. Oh my, she's one of my top fans. She's helped a lot in sharing this music. I'm so grateful to Wanjiku for doing that. Yeah. I know you're gonna get blessed. And then the thing about this mix, the last thing I'm gonna say is that it's not about just people giving honest conversation. If you look at the last song by my boy Bumps, he's seen for INF. But the last song is now not just like the last song, but there are some songs in there which they are not just telling you about the venting, but about a solution. They're presenting a solution. Like, I just love how the outro, the last song finishes, you know, telling you about what you're going to feed yourself with, you know, don't dwell on the negative thoughts and stuff. So I don't just make mixes to give you how people are feeling, you know, I point you to a solution, you know, and that solution is Jesus Christ. So if you're going through something out there, if you're struggling, if you're going through anything, Christ is our hope. Christ is our hope. In Jesus Christ, there is hope. In Jesus Christ, there is hope. If you don't know him, you can know him today, yo. Get in the word, get in the Bible. Check him out. Test and see. The Bible says, test and see. In Christ, there is peace. In Christ, there is joy. In Christ, there is fullness of love, yo. In Christ, there is everything. There is everything in Christ. It's so amazing. So amazing. I'm blessed to be a part of his kingdom. Yeah. Yeah, so this is the heart behind Emotional Pieces Mix. I know I've said a lot, but it needed to be said. Yeah, that's the heart behind it. Yo, check out my mixes also. There's this. I'm about to drop the greatest rap mix ever seen on the planet Earth. Yo, the greatest rap mix ever is gonna drop on Friday. This Friday. Let me check the date. We're on 15, 16, 17, 17th of July 2020. I'm dropping the greatest rap mix ever. So stay tuned. Check me out. KDV. KDV, King DV 19 on here this art. Follow me on Facebook under the page Minister of Hope, in YouTube Minister of Hope. So Minister of Hope or King DV 2, King DV 19. Yeah. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I also thank God so much for making this a success. Yeah. It's a pleasure. It's your boy KDV. It's King Time. Yeah.